Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Before we dive into today's episode, I have a special message for you. Are you enjoying our story time together? I have actually created a free special giveaway for you to show you my appreciation. You can now download 5 audio story photographs to accompany your cozy bedside. You can find the link in the show notes. Now let's go back to our tea time. Can you recall a moment when you traveled by train or by plane or even by bus, and you sat next to somebody, and even though you didn't really interact with that person, something about them really spoke to your heart and you just couldn't forget about them afterwards? Several years ago, I took a trip to Europe, and I flew back from London, UK to Tokyo, Japan, by myself. On the plane, I sat next to one young boy and his mother. They were going to visit this boy's grandparents in Japan. The boy's father was staying in England, and it was this boy's very first trip on the airplane. The boy was about 3 years old, and the 11 hours flight from London to Tokyo was really a long trip for him. He spent a lot of time watching the movies, but toward the end, he became very restless, and his mother did all her best to keep this boy as quiet as possible. There was something about this boy and the mother that I couldn't forget about, and so I made a story photograph about it. I hope that you will enjoy it. A boy on the airplane. Several years ago, I was on my way back to Tokyo from a trip to London, England. I had a window seat. As I settled down and read through the safety booklet, my golden ritual, a young boy and his mother came and sat next to me. The boy was about 3 years old. He sat next to me while his mother took the aisle seat. It was going to be this boy's first flight experience. He was looking here and there as he stretched his tiny body on his seat. As the plane took off, however, the boy became restless. I often hear that young children are particularly sensitive to the change of physical environment. Probably this boy was also feeling uncomfortable as the air pressure changed and all the background noises started. But he was coping. Once the plane stabilized, he started to watch movies with his mother's help. In the darkened cabin, I don't recall him sleeping even for a moment. He spent the entire 11 hours of flight watching movies except for food and bathroom breaks. Sometimes the movie he was watching was scary, and he would cling to his mother, saying, "Mommy, this is scary," and I would smile next to him. Toward the end of the journey, he started to whine. His mother would take him on a small walk around the cabin whenever he started to whine. Then the boy would calm down for a while until the next wave of discomfort kicked in. Finally, the long flight came to an end. We were landing at Narita International Airport. It was a most beautiful sunny day of spring. The local time was around 10 a.m. As we landed and moved toward the gate, the pilot gave us an announcement. When he closed the message with the greeting, "Good morning and enjoy the rest of your trip," the boy's mother spoke to her son cheerfully.
Did you hear that? They are greeting you, honey. They say, good morning. The boy was quiet. When I turned to him, he was sitting up straight and looking out of the window. His eyes were wide open with curiosity. Then we heard him speak. Mommy, I like flying with an airplane. He said it with such a happy face that it made me smile. His mother replied to the boy, Well, Mommy isn't so sure if she wants to do it again, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.